Chapter 12, Our Insanely Large Posse. New email from Chip Collins to Julie Taylor, date February 29, 2020. Subject, Our Insanely Large Posse. Hi, Julie. So somehow our insanely large posse sneaks down the fire escape in the back. And in case you're not keeping track, I mean, of course you are, but just in case, there are 9 of us now. The 9 people, or creatures, in our insanely large posse. 1. Marie Curie, world-famous physicist and chemist, and the only person to win the Nobel Prize in both, is currently out cold, probably with at least a concussion, if not worse, aging rapidly like the rest of us, strapped to a stretcher hanging off the back of her roadster as we tear out of Paris like a lab on fire. Sorry if that analogy was a little too on the nose. The goofiest rally team ever in the history of the multiverse. Bobo seems to think she'll be okay, but Bobo still picks lint out of his fur and drools, so do we really know? 2. Calvin the Talking Dinosaur. Super smart, but kind of a dick. Saved Marie and the radium and didn't kill everyone in a mile radius, so I have to give him credit. And I feel bad, he's got this nasty gash along his thigh, which must hurt like hell because he's the one driving. Yes, a talking dinosaur is racing like hell to the ITA, driving a vehicle clearly not meant for 7-foot-tall reptiles. Are dinosaurs reptiles? With claws. 3. Nikola Tesla, inventor of alternating current electricity, and by now you know a million other things, including the ITA. Also my teacher, guide, and friend, is failing. No other way to say it. Dude needs a furry alien transfusion or something. Hang in there, Nikola. Help's on the way, I hope. 4. Great Aunt Barb, our official damsel in distress slash adventure-seeking romance novel heroine, and supposedly key to this whole mess, is a complete mess herself, medieval wedding dress torn and filthy, and her heart clearly somewhere else at the moment. But thankfully, she's taking care of our daughters, who apparently are now teenagers. 5 and 6. Speaking of teenagers, Gigi and Hannah. Yes, they're like young teenagers now. I expect both of them to demand iPhones at any moment so they can Insta-snap, tweet, FaceTube, or whatever those crazy youngsters are doing these days. Simmer down, old man Chip. They're holding their own, though, which is good. Not freaking out and fainting every 5 seconds like their dear old dad would be doing in their situation. Hannah's calm and quiet, just like her dad Pete, and Gigi appears to be the talky one. Are you surprised? She's my kid. Anyway, I'm impressed. 7. Bobo, our enigmatic furry companion from God knows where, is currently, for lack of a more sane option, our leader. Gulp. The instant we realize this, that a small furry creature who humps legs and can't even speak in sentences is telling us what to do, each of us figuratively motions to buckle our seatbelts, which, of course, don't exist. There's no safety net. We're like Philippe Petit tightrope walking between the Twin Towers, and boy, it's getting windy. 8. Pete Turner. Man, I never get tired of saying it. That dude is a rock. Keeps his cool, juggling the 9 of us, looks in control even in a wedding train toga partially covered in unicorn shit. When everything's hitting the fan, and believe me, this is about as hitting the fan as it gets, Pete's the one to look to. Thanks, dude. 9. And then there's me, Chip Collins, insanely large posse member number 9. Normally, I'd be bragging in a list like this about saving the multiverse, twice. But honestly, shit is a little too unhinged at the moment. Other than Pete keeping my feet on the ground, although at the moment I'm actually dangling in midair from a rope ladder located in the middle of a forest just outside Paris in 1945. I don't know which end is up. My kid and her best friend are growing up right before my eyes, and not in that misty, nice, nostalgic dad way, more in a holy fuck, what the hell in God's green multiverse is happening kind of way. My mentor looks like he's dying, and our plan looks pretty thin, like rice paper thin. Uh-oh, that feeling is threatening to come over me, that feeling I hate more than any other feeling. Hopelessness. Damn. Like the damn multiverse is stacking shit so high against us, I'm kind of getting the message. Give up, Chip. It's not going to work out this time. You might have been able to annoy your way to victory before, but welcome to the big leagues, where the game is rigged and not in your favor. Damn. Julie, I won't even say I'm sorry. It's too late for that, and you won't read this. But if there's one thing left I need to tell you, it's that you'd be so freaking proud of Gigi. Her and Hannah are growing up, even though it's super freaky, just the way you'd want, smart and confident and sassy and not afraid of the unknown, and they're cute and just precocious enough to be interesting but not annoying. It's like watching two crocuses bloom on a spring morning. Yes, Julie, I did once watch that happen from the porch of the horror movie cabin up in Maine. It's like the single accidental good thing that's come out of this disaster so far. Gigi's got that combo hair, half red, half brown. It's awesome. Although, God, they both need a haircut. They're growing so fast. And she's got your look. You know the look. Like when I'm at peak annoying. I know, when am I not at peak annoying? And you roll your eyes, but inside that eye roll is an acceptance of me as more than just a necessary evil. So no, it's not just an eye roll. It's like an eye roll hug. Yeah, that's it. She's got your eye roll hug. It's a beautiful thing. Shit, where was I? Oh, right, the list. Yeah, 9 of us. Wow, that's enough of us to field a baseball team. Hey, you know what? Just for kicks, to keep me rational in the moments before this whole mess falls apart and I lose my mind and we all die, I've got one more list. Actually, is it ever really just one more list? Awesome names for our Insanely Large Posse's baseball team. 1. Insanely Large Posse. Okay, too obvious. I agree. Scratch this one. 2. The Multiverse Musketeers. Whatever, I've been dying to use the word musketeer for 3 books now. Life Achievement Unlocked. 3. Victory Day. Aw, that one's actually kind of sweet. 4. Awesome Man and the Brutes. Did you really expect me not to slip that one in? 5. The Paris Paradoxers. Okay, I'll stop. So anyway, while we're following Bobo, yes, I can't believe I said those words, but it's true. I'm carrying Tesla. He's too weak to even walk at this point. And he whispers, I've been thinking about what we're embarking on. He looks so unsure of himself. You okay, Nicola? He does his meh look and continues, Do you remember when I asked you to read that book by Carl Jung and we spoke about the enfolding multiverse? Yeah, how could I forget? The last book I read before that was Green Eggs and Ham, and you made me read one that's like 4 inches thick and full of 5-syllable words. It was torture. He laughs, then wheezes and coughs. I want you to remember. That time, me and Tesla ate pizza and discussed the enfolding multiverse. It was one of those times in the hallway of too many to count, just conning my way past Fred solo and hanging out with Tesla in the hallway. He liked New York pizza. He said the 21st century kind was better. So I'd bring a pie and he'd try to teach me shit. I don't know if I ever learned anything, but I ate a lot of pizza. Anyway, on this particular occasion, he was trying to get me into Carl Jung. I guess to open up my perspective beyond Green Eggs and Ham. I tried to read it, I swear, but come on, most of my reading these days is movie reviews and tweets. Have you ever tried to read Carl Jung? No wonder he was the big dream guy. Every time I started reading his book, I fell asleep like 10 words in. Boring. Master Chip, assuming you've completed the book. I nod, but we all know what that means. Do you think that it is anything beyond infinity? Whoa, Nicola, back up. I thought we were talking about how boss this pizza is from Ray's. Yes, I am wandering a bit. This pizza is delicious. Is it the original Ray's?
I think they're all the original.
Interesting. In any case, I would like to know.
What?
My question about infinity.
I stuff a third slice into my gullet and talk through about 0.5 pound of mozzarella. Oh, I thought it was rhetorical. I have no idea. Sure, or not. Whatever you think.
Come now. Wouldn't you really like to know what may lie beyond infinity, Master Chip?
I put my slice down and use my fingers to spread my eyes open wide. Okay, sure. And this time I'll listen. I promise. Toothpicks in my eyelids listen.
Very well. My friend Carl Jung and I...
The book guy. The psychology guy from the Dream Team back on Earth Fragment 5.
The very same. As Carl and I were walking down 7th Avenue, just the other day, in fact... talking about the many dimensions I visited and our wonderful adventures. He stopped me, looked me straight in the eyes. He's a tall fellow, just like myself, and said, Nicola, I believe you are only scratching the surface. Infinity, the multiverse, is only the surface. Naturally, this led to quite the debate, right there in the middle of a New York City thoroughfare, and, Chip, wake up!
My eyes shoot open. Oh shit, sorry, you have any toothpicks? He glares a little but continues.
To think something beyond infinity? Hogwash. As I was about to storm off, vowing never to speak to Carl again, I heard him say, The enfolding multiverse.
The what multiverse?
Precisely. That is exactly how I queried him. So he described our current reality, the manifestation of all matter, all cause and effect,
what we see all the possibilities as the unfolding multiverse. But within that, within everything, is a deeper and more fundamental order of reality, forces beyond our perception, the enfolding multiverse. Was he smoking anything while he was telling you this? No. Snorting from one of those fancy snuff boxes, maybe? Cheap! Okay, sorry. So look, I'm following, totally following you. But in case I want to write about this, you know, to someone not as advanced as me, say Pete, for instance, could you describe it in simpler terms, like with a food reference, preferably? He looks down at the pizza box. All right. Consider this pizza slice. Actually, I was considering that one. Can you use another one for your example? He harumphs, but passes me the next slice like a bud, and I dive into it, and he moves on. This pizza slice, it exists. We can perceive it with our own eyes. We can even put it under a microscope and perceive it down to an atomic level. We can measure the energy of the sun needed to grow the wheat, to make the flour, to make the dough. We can create fire to heat the oven. We can mine metal to build the oven to make the pizza. But there are even deeper forces, forces which we cannot see or measure, that give birth to atoms, that create the potential for the sun and the metal and the oven and the heat and even the memories of the chef. Can you start over so I can write this down? No. Now all of these things, energy and matter and consciousness, and these enfolded forces beyond our perception, even beyond what we consider the immovable force of entropy, they all come together, unfolding into this. He holds up the slice high, reverently toward the light. Beautiful expression of potential, this glorious pizza. Damn right it's glorious. Are you going to eat that one? Chip! Sorry, I didn't have lunch. I know, every time we get a pizza, you eat one slice and I eat seven. You have an old man appetite. What can I say? I'm a growing boy. Yes, you are unfolding. Certainly. Hey! I look down at my dear friend now, weak in my arms, searching my eyes. Yes, Nicola, the enfolding multiverse. I remember. You called me fat. He chuckles. You are perfect, Master Chip. But that is beside the point. He squints at me. I think I finally understand. Man, I know I'm not going to have a clue what the hell he's going to lay on me. My brain will hurt for a week, but I invite him to go on. Chip, I am beginning to see the reality beyond our own. Do you see that blue mesh above you? I look up. Nah, it's just gray. No mesh, no blue, just the ceiling of the hallway. As I age rapidly, I see blue and a pattern. I suspect that I am peering into the order that underlies our physical reality. I am looking beyond my physical form, my physical reality, into pure potential. Not the unfolding multiverse, but the enfolding multiverse. Oh, Chip, there is so much more to see. Nicola, maybe you should calm down. Bobo's getting us help, I think. Hold on, buddy. I have spent my life working in the physical realm, solving physical problems. I do not think I have seen. Then a sudden lurch, his hands in my face. The machine, Chip. The machine. And he goes limp in my arms. What, Nicola, what? But he's not listening. He's snoring. I couldn't open his eyes right now with 1,000 toothpicks. Poor Nicola. He's aging just like Gigi and Hannah. Just like all of us. Pretty soon he'll be like Tesla's ghost. Shit. I shuffle up to Bobo. Hey, buddy, I know time stops in here, but I hope we're getting close to wherever you're taking us. Look at Nicola. Bobo reaches up and pats Tesla's head.
We're here.
He turns to the door right next to us, and I watch as he dials in the numbers on the lock. 0, 0, 0, and 1.